The slow death of the textile industry in the U.S. was underscored last December by the closure of the last operating mill in Connecticut, the historic Warren Mills in Stafford Springs. But that same mill is about to celebrate its reopening under new owners. So how does the American Woolen Company expect to buck the trend? In early 2013, investment banker Jacob Long bought the American Woolen Company. Once one of the nation's most recognized textile companies, when Long arrived, it was little more than a trademark. When he thought about the relaunch,
initially, our first step was trying to outsource a supply chain.
That would have allowed the company to focus on design and marketing and remain asset light while starting out. But
it became obvious that by owning and operating our own supply chain, that was going to be the true asset of American Woolen Company.
While researching mills, Long met Jennifer Knight, now American Woolen's president, who grew up and made her career in the textile manufacturing industry.
What was funny, at the time when we met, he said, I've been running all around the industry talking to a bunch of kind of old guys, and they are basically telling me I'm crazy, that I want to get into this business. So I said, well, you're crazy, but you might have an idea here, and your timing might be right.
Long's idea was to break away from the high-volume trade that the American textile industry has struggled with and focus instead on creating a very high-end product, competing with European textiles rather than cheap Asian goods.
It's a little bit of a smaller playground, but it's one where we can compete and we can have manufacturing in the state of Connecticut.
There were just two available mills in the country capable of manufacturing woolen and worsted fabrics, and Long says only one was capable of producing at the caliber they're aiming for.
Anybody can buy machinery, but not anybody can utilize that machinery in the correct way. And that's one thing that we really knew. So I would say if we wanted to do that type of product, the only destination was going to be Stafford Springs.
We're walking into the finishing department of the Warren Mills in Stafford Springs and stop in front of an industrial dryer around the size of a bus. About to go through it is a giant roll of dark blue fabric.
This that you're looking at is the famous Navy Peacoat. Okay? And that's a very heavy, heavy piece of fabric.
Finishing manager Jay Ulrich and his colleagues here had been producing and finishing fabrics like this for decades until the mill was shut down by its previous owner last December. In June, after months of preparations, it was purchased and reopened by the American Woolen Company. The difference here is the skills of the available workforce.
I mean, the people are the backbone.
Guy Burkhead has been the manager of Warren Mills for 33 years. He's now also American Woolen's vice president.
It's absolutely essential to be able to start this business with the type of people that have been here before. Incredible work ethic and skill level. When we finished, the average length of service was 18 years. There were some 40-year employees, there were some 5-year employees, but you can see to get 18, you had to have a pretty high average.
There were 86 jobs lost when the mill closed last year, and so far, 21 have been hired back. Jay Ulrich is a 23-year veteran of Warren. He says that not only are the working relationships that have developed over so many years important,
but also their personal talents in the workforce right now address the kind of cloth that we're trying to make. I think that if you went to a mill in another area that was making something else, you wouldn't be able to bring those people back and have that degree of artistry for this product.
Since the last time the facility sold in the late 1980s, the Warren Mills had been producing some of the finest woolen and worsted fabrics in the U.S. for their European owner, Loro Piana. The fabrics being developed now will build on that experience, but be tailored to the tastes of the American textile market. Jacob Long expects their Made in Connecticut status to be a major selling point for American Woolen Company.
I would say that for us, we want to be a beacon to the rest of America, for people to come to Stafford Springs, look at what we're doing, and understand that textile manufacturing can exist and can prosper and can thrive. It takes a different approach.
American Woolen already has 24 designs in their portfolio this season, which Long and Knight are shopping around to potential clients, and they anticipate hiring back 11 more employees in October and November. Tomorrow, they'll be celebrating their launch in downtown Stafford Springs. For WNPR, I'm Jay Holt.